Hey. Yeah, you. Didn't you just move in down the street? Cool. I thought I recognized you. I was driving my car the other day to a babysitting gig around the corner, and I saw you moving in. Welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, I'm like the best babysitter in the entire neighborhood. Everybody always hires me. And my parents are super active in this community, so I pretty much know everyone. Yeah, you don't have anything to worry about. You got invited to this barbecue. That means you're in with the cool kids. Oh yeah, I do. I babysit pretty much every day. I can only babysit in the evenings during the week because I have college classes. But any other time, I'm definitely free. And you're living in that house on the cul-de-sac, right? Yeah, the family that used to live there, they decided to move back to wherever they came from. Apparently, they weren't super fond of the neighborhood, but mostly everybody who moves here stays here. So, how many kids do you have? Oh. Right. Gotcha. Well, I guess it'll be a little bit before you get to use my services, considering your wife just got pregnant. That's okay. I'm not planning on stopping anytime soon. It's a really healthy income, and I really enjoy doing it. Kids are my passion, you know? Interesting. Most of the guys at this barbecue have been dads for like a really long time. Oh, no, it's completely normal. Nobody else usually comes. It's just them. It's kind of a time for, I don't know, man bonding time, or drinking beers without your wife counting how many you've had, or sitting and watching reruns of some sports game that, again, your wife probably wouldn't want to watch. Or, just between you and me, I think some of these guys just get out of the house because they have too many kids. I know better than most that kids can become annoying. They grate on your nerves. And honestly, they can really stifle your relationship if you don't take breaks. That's why I'm so popular in this neighborhood. You'll find out that I get hired more times than not. There's a couple other babysitters, but I'm the one that most of the families decide that they want to go with. I'm available most often, and my services are pretty unbeatable. Oh, yeah. So, for example, Mr. Stevens over there, he takes his wife out twice a week. I watch their kids twice a week. It's one of those things that you take your wife out to the movies, then she's going to be happier. She gets out of the house too because, just like you, she's going to get tired of your kids sometimes as well. Doesn't mean she doesn't love them, but sometimes everybody needs a break, you know? Why am I here? Yeah, it's kind of odd, right? I mean, here's the thing. I could totally lie to you and tell you it's because I come for the free hot dogs and to sneak a couple beers for free, but I'd be lying to you. And normally, I probably would just do it behind closed doors like I normally do. Especially since you're not going to be able to use me for, I don't know, at least a year. But, okay. Just, pop around this corner real quick. Yeah. It's fine. They're not going to miss you, and they're definitely not going to miss me. Not until those burgers are gone, at least. Okay. So now we can kind of have an alone chat without everybody watching us. So, the reason why I'm here is because, well, my babysitting comes with perks. No, not like I'll cook you dinner. It's more along the lines of, you decide to take your wife out for Thai food and maybe to go dancing. And you're probably going to do that around 8 o'clock. Cool. I arrive at 7. Why? Because your wife's still at work. And let's be real. Your wife's going to stop putting out for a while, at least, and when you have that baby. And you're going to need to get off to release the tension and stress from becoming a father. And I arrive early and suck the stress away, so to speak. Actually, some of the wives know, and they're totally okay with it. It's not like their husband's going out and picking up some random girl at a bar, and they know better than most that I'm just in it for the money and to have some fun, and I have no attachment to their husbands. I mean, no, I have a boyfriend. He kind of knows, but it's not like we're gonna get married, so who cares, right? I can see that you're kind of struggling with this. So, let me make it a little bit plainer. I'm here at this barbecue today because they're away from their wives. And especially the ones that wives don't know. Or they only get to utilize my bonus services once every 6 months because she's always up their ass. So, I hang out. I get to eat some food. I get to give a couple blowjobs, which I love doing, by the way. I've gotten really good at it. And I might get to fuck a couple people. So, I mean, all in all, it's a pretty good day. You look really shocked. I'm a young woman who knows what she wants and knows what she likes. I'm not going to do this forever, but I'm only 20, so I'm having a lot of fun right now. Why wouldn't I? Why shouldn't I? I make good money babysitting, and I get to have a little fun on the side. So, I probably shouldn't really do this because, again, you're not really a father yet. But you're really cute, and you're here, which means you're in the quote-unquote club, so to speak. And everybody's busy right now. So why don't I show you why, after your wife pops out that baby, you're going to want to have me over at least once every few months. Wow, you really jumped at the opportunity. I thought you were probably going to fight me a little bit more. Doesn't matter. Like I said, this is just fun for me. Now, I will tell you, it's completely up to you whether you want to let your little wifey in on this or not. Makes no difference to me. That's between you and God. So, go ahead. You can let your pants go all the way to the ground. Show me your cock. I was right. You know, skinny jeans really do a lot to show you what's going to be popping out at you when it finally gets loose. And I'm happy to see that I wasn't wrong, that it was going to be this nice. So, are you ready to see why I'm the most popular babysitter in this neighborhood? Good. I hoped you'd say that. I'm just going to run my tongue along the head of your cock like that. And from the way you're twitching, I'd say this hasn't happened in a while. That's okay. That's what I'm here for. Something I really love is sucking cock. I don't know, but sometimes it's better than sex. Does that feel good? Sliding into my warm, wet mouth. You like when I look up at you like that? Make eye contact with you while I take your cock as far down my throat as I can. Wow, you're really taking to this. You can kind of fuck my face if you want. I've gotten really good at giving head and taking a go to face fucking too. So, handsome, do you have some frustrations you want to work out?
Oh.
Just like that. Yes. Fuck my face like your wife doesn't let you. You're already dripping pre-cum and you taste delicious. I'm getting so wet fucking your cock. We obviously don't have time for sex, but I have another idea. One that'll get me off too. Have you, gotten a thigh job before? No? Well, it's gonna get both of us off. It's one of the reasons I wear one of these, little sundresses. You just keep your cock out like that, and I'm gonna flip up my dress. My pussy's so wet from sucking your cock. Now, I'm gonna spread my legs a little bit. That's right. Just come closer to me and, stick your cock in between my thighs so it's resting against my pussy. And I'm going to squeeze my legs closed. And you're gonna rock me back and forth on your cock. You feel how wet your cock is. From my spit and from my pussy. Go ahead, you can go faster. Against my clit. That's it. That's it. Drake. Put your hands on my hips and pull me forward. Thinking about how fucking nice it would be to shove your cock just a little bit up inside my tight little pussy, and I promise you, It's so tight. So fucking tight. Oh, yeah, I'm getting close. You want to cover my pretty little thighs in your hot, sticky cum. Yeah. That's right. It's a lot more slippery, isn't it? My cum. It's just mixing with all of that spit and your pre-cum. Come on. Yeah, I want you to come. You gonna do it? You gonna come for me? There you go. Ooh. Oh my god. Looks like you really needed that, huh? A kiss on the cheek for good luck. And I can only hope that in the future, this shows you what a great asset I would be to your family. Babysitting, helping out around the house. You know, whatever you need. Now I'm gonna go clean up my thighs reluctantly. But those hot dogs seem like they're probably almost done. And I've got to start getting ready for the next guy. Oh, did your cock just twitch? Into a little free use, are you? What's that? It's the idea of what just made your cock twitch. So how about it? They don't really care. Do you want to come watch me give a blowjob?